This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Me Too movement has been largely about exposing and stopping harassers and sexual predators in the workplace. But this week we've asked if there is also an emerging new view about how much employees should have to put up with bosses who terrify, intimidate, and abuse. Several experts here have urged people to speak out about bullies at work, but warned that going to human resources can be a risk and that the danger of retaliation is real. This morning, let's give human resources a voice. Phyllis Hartman is an HR consultant and trainer in Western Pennsylvania who specializes in career development and employee relations. Ms. Hartman, thanks for doing this.
It's great to be here, David. Thank you.
People tell me they're often too scared about going to their human resources person at their company to report someone who's making the workplace toxic. Should they be worried about going to HR?
I would hope that they shouldn't be. Well-informed, good HR people should be able to handle those kind of situations without causing more problems for the employee. Maybe they haven't communicated completely with the employee base to let them know that it's okay to come and talk to us. The risk probably is that sometimes the HR person can only do so much. We don't always have all the authority to solve the problem.
That is the thing that many people tell me they're most worried about, is they bring up something that's legitimate and they're afraid that there's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah, and that is certainly a risk. At one point, I think the EEOC had more complaints about retaliation than they did about harassment. At least by going to HR, the potential is you've now got somebody else on your side. The problem is that usually if people are feeling harassed by a manager or a boss, they're already afraid. I think they were afraid that the person who was harassing them had more power than they did. And that's kind of what harassment is about. It's about power.
But they're worried that maybe HR works for the boss as opposed to working on behalf of the employee who's in a tough situation.
Yeah, the HR person does work for the company, but a good HR person would be willing to take a stand if somebody's being harmed, and at least be able to go as far as they could in resolving the situation. Sometimes HR people are afraid too, but if you want to be in HR and you want to be good, you have to work past that. That doesn't always mean that you can give the employee exactly what they want, and I think sometimes that's the problem too.
Phyllis Hartman is a human resources consultant, and she's done work from time to time with the Society for Human Resource Management. Ms. Hartman, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. It was nice to talk to you.